You're probably going to hate us, but we're conservative Christian moms. We're here to empower other conservative Christian moms to speak up, say what's true, and defend their children's futures. I'm Amy Alexander, and I'm the often too serious mother of twins. As always, I'm joined by Candy Rose.
Hey, guys.
And Nikki River.
Hello.
And today we're talking about a big, important issue, Israel. While this is not the only war happening right now, it's becoming a surprisingly divisive issue, with protests, with people supporting Palestine, and lots of Israeli supporters. As women who love Jesus, as moms who can identify with all the hurting families, and as people who vote for life and freedom, where do we stand? Pull up a chair, and let's discuss.
I was going to say, who wants to start?
La, la, la.
I'm always going to caveat this, that I am not an expert in this at all. And I wanted to say, too, that like sometimes not having an opinion or a stance is okay. But like as we were talking about this, because we're Christians, I feel like there is a place biblically that we should stand. I don't know. Question mark. What do you guys think?
Gosh, that's hard. I agree with you, Nikki. I think it's sometimes okay to just be like, I don't know. I don't want to have an opinion. But it feels like it would be hard not to have an opinion on this one.
Well, we are, I think conservatives and liberals, like people who have political opinions, do tend to be quick to be opinionated. And so I agree. It's great to take a posture of humility and say, well, no, I haven't researched it. I don't have an opinion. But I mean, I will always have an opinion about Israel. And, you know, it just is.
I have so many thoughts and so many questions. So I don't know. We're just going to be adding, like, before we get to the biblical part and why we stand with Israel, or if we stand with Israel, which we probably do. I was like talking to the ladies. We have a joint Marco Polo. And I was like, I have so many questions. Like, I was really confused initially because I was like, okay, President Biden says he supports Israel. So it seems like we're all united. Yay. We're on this like Democrat, Republican. We are all on the same team. Yay. And I was like, okay, good. We're all supporting that terrorists should not attack Israelis. Perfect. And for a blissful 24 hours, I mean, not blissful for them, but on the political, like what you see the social feeds doing, I was like, oh, we're in agreement. We want to not have terrorists. And then slowly 24, 48, you know, more hours went by. And all of a sudden I see a lot of my friends saying free Palestine. And there's not a riot. There was a gentle protest downtown. We drove by it. There's only 10 people at it, but I know there's some protests that have thousands, hundreds for this free Palestine. And all of a sudden, which maybe this lends to social media playing a part, free Palestine has been a big thing. And I, like for most reasons we have this podcast, felt like I could not say anything. And I'm not well enough informed. I only know that I grew up with a biblical basis of supporting Israel. However, I don't know enough. Like, I'm like, okay, wait, is Israel this Gaza Strip? Is Israel, did it belong to Palestine? What, right? You know, like there's all these things. So like, are we supporting this piece of land? Or are we supporting the Israelis? I don't know. So I'm trying to learn and have empathy for both sides of people who are getting killed. Because hear us clearly, we don't want Palestinian people to be killed. We don't want Israeli people to be killed.
Yeah.
So it's just so strange how a humanitarian crisis became a political battlefield in a land so far away.
Yeah, I agree. It's very interesting because, you know, like I think Amy said, this is not the only war happening. So it's interesting that this is the one that is making us politically divided.
And maybe social media plays a part in that, too. I guess I'm changing the topic.
Oh, for sure.
But because I remember when Ukraine first started, everybody was, yay, Ukraine. And then the tide slowly turned. Or I don't know if the tides did turn. My husband is really strongly anti everybody. He's like, we need to focus at home. As far as like the politics go, he was like, we shouldn't be sending money, troops, anybody over to Israel or to Ukraine. And so I was like, okay, but what about as Christians? And so I don't know. I found a verse in Deuteronomy. Let me see if I find this. It's Deuteronomy. It's basically where we get why we support Israel. I mean, there's a ton of verses, but the first one was in, oh man, I can't find it now. I'll find it if somebody else wants to speak to it. Yeah. Well,
what's interesting, I mean, without question, the Palestinian people, they don't really have a home either. But I think where I get confused is like, okay, that's not Israel's fault. Is there a history between the two people groups? Yes. Was there an issue when Israel was founded? Yes. There's a long history and there's lots of reasons for both sides to be angry at each other, or I'm sure there's a ton of generational hurt. But I'm not anti-Palestinian, to be clear. Palestine is not a place, to be clear. Palestinians. There's the Gaza Strip, and there's Israel, and there's the Jewish people, and there's, you know, the West Bank, where a lot more Palestinians live. But I'm not anti-Palestinian.
Palestinian,
I am
pro-Israel.
Yeah. And I'm very much anti-Hamas. And so it seems really strange to me that suddenly we're like, free Palestinians. Like, well, okay, how about just let's... Sure. Like, yeah, we love all people, and there's innocent lives there too, and that's really sad. Yeah. And yes, there's an issue that needs to be solved, but like, how did this become a Palestinian issue when really it should just be everyone against Hamas? I just don't see why that's so hard.
That's actually one of my big questions. So like, what is Hamas then? Is it like the Palestine region's version of the Taliban? Like, this is the stuff I just don't understand. And so I just don't even know.
Yeah.
Like, why are we?
Okay.
Good question.
Hamas is a terrorist group. It is a good question. Hamas is a terrorist group. And what happened with the Gaza Strip is that when they tried to make it its own country, okay, they tried to make it its own, like, organized government. And they tried that for a couple of years, like in, I think it was 97, if I'm remembering right.
But they never have elections.
well, yeah, what happened is like for a couple of years, they were trying to do that. But then Hamas actually took over and the people voted Hamas in. And then there was a bunch of infighting between Hamas, the terrorist organization that had taken over, and the people that were just like, we're Palestinians. We just want like a normal government. We just like want to be free. And Hamas like really won and took over. And so it's a terrorist controlled Gaza Strip. That's what it is. And it's obviously it's terrible for the people that live there, but that's not Israel's fault as far as I can tell. Maybe I'm misinformed. Maybe I misunderstand, but I'm like, I know.
I'm just super confused. Okay. So if you Google Palestine, it says Palestine is the area of the East Mediterranean region, comprising parts of modern Israel and the Palestinian territories of the Gaza Strip along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea and the West Bank and the west of the Jordan River. So it's just really confusing. It doesn't make sense to me. And so even that, and I don't think it makes sense to anybody here in the West. Yeah. So again, another reason I'm like, why is everybody like, when people are saying free Palestine, do they understand? Like, what does that mean? Because when I Google that, it means eradicate the place the Jews are. Which means, from what I understand, and if people want to put in their comments or nicely correct us, I add nicely because we're doing the best we can to be informed with internet. Who knows? That might be skewed in one way or another. I don't know.
Right.
Not to be conspiracy.
Exactly.
But from what I understand, this little section that the Jews live in, there's like 7 million Jews that live in this tiny little area, and there's no other place like it in the whole entire world. So. And if we say, give that back to Palestine, does that displace all these Jews? Or why couldn't, here in Virginia, or maybe Pennsylvania might be a good example, we have land that the Amish have. And nobody tries to take the land from them, and they're allowed to be Amish and do what they want. Like, why can't it be like that?
That's a great...
Like, can't the Jews just stay there and everybody, it belongs to everybody? It doesn't even make sense to me, this territorial stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
Well, and we understand that there's a biblical element there, right?
Yeah.
Just like the fighting between, you know, the Jewish people and other like Middle Eastern countries that all go back to the beginning of time. There's always going to be arguing there. But I mean, Palestine, like the Palestinian people believe that a lot of the Jewish land is theirs. So there is definitely an element of like, no, this is our land.
Okay.
The Palestinians are allowed to be in Israel, but Jews can't go anywhere else.
I was just going to say to what Nikki was saying, I think she was saying it's hard in our Western culture because it wouldn't matter in the States, like if Virginia gave up some land to Maryland or, you know, in the States, it would make little to no difference if we just like change the lines a little bit.
Like, yeah, sure. And I think we change the lines regularly, districting and like, I don't know. It's so strange. But I found the verse. Why? Okay. So why should you as a Christian support Israel? Here we go. Deuteronomy 7:6-8. For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you out of all the peoples on the face of the earth to be his people, his treasured possession. The Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous than other people, for you were the fewest of the people. But it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath he swore to your forefathers that he brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And I think this is like the first. There's other ones that reaffirm this, but the Lord chose them. And so we are supposed to support them. And so I guess my question, Amy or Candace, either of one of you who know, like, does this still stand? So now New Testament, like now there's no longer Jew or slave. So I'm saying, I mean, I understand that we're supposed to still support, but does it still stand? For anyone wondering, like, well, that was an Old Testament thing. Like, does this promise track us now?
I can't remember if we talked about it last week or if this was just a conversation we were all having casually about how Jesus came to fulfill the law. So he wasn't taking away any of it. He came to fulfill it. So I don't think it negates that Israel were his chosen people. Christ came to make it possible so that we all might be grafted in. So I still think there's something special about God's chosen race. I do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely think that his covenant, not the law, right? Like,
yeah.
Nobody's held to the Old Testament law, but the covenant.
Or we would not make it.
Totally. And it's not like because you're Jewish now, you have to follow the Old Testament law. Like New Testament applies to everybody. But his covenant with the Jewish people, as far as I understand, is forever. So, I mean, I do believe that. I found this really interesting LinkedIn post from somebody yesterday. He is liberal. I mean, you know, he's Democrat. He votes liberally. And he had something really interesting to say about all of this. Should I read it?
Please, I want to hear it.
I mean, I found it interesting.
You can attach it, too.
I read it. I liked it.
I didn't get a chance to, so I'm excited.
Oh, yeah, I'll link it. Okay, so I'll link it. He says, I stand with Israel, period, full stop. I am not one who normally posts personal opinions on social networks, but now is not a normal time. I believe it's important to speak out about the tragedy that continues to unfold for the Jewish people around the world and the nation of Israel at the hands of the abhorrent Hamas terror organization and other terrorist groups and states supporting the Hamas stated goal of exterminating Jews. Mm. Hamas even terrorizes Palestinians by hiding their operations inside Gaza, under hospitals, and other places where many innocent people will lose their life because of Hamas cowardice and terrorist tactics. Jews are under attack globally, including in the U.S. Just look at the statistics of hate crimes and murders. The Hamas attack, while singularly heinous, is not an isolated attack. Hezbollah, Iran, and other groups actively work with Hamas and others to coordinate efforts to exterminate Jews. Further, Russia's invasion of Ukraine is interconnected. This is linked, not directly, but strategically for the enemies of the global Jewish community. It's pathetic to see the United States Congress play political games with critical support we must provide to Israel and Ukraine immediately. While it's difficult to take a position on public social networks, there are times that demand clarity and proactive personal statements. Now is not the time to stay silent. We have seen lukewarm and equivocated responses from many important people and institutions, which is pathetic, as companies and leaders have unequivocally stood by other recent tragedies and causes, including Black Lives Matter, that reaffirm the basic values of our world in the early 2020s. Now is not the time to walk away from publicly supporting minority groups under attack by other groups, whether they be Jews, people of color, AIPAC, LGBTQ+, community, whoever. It's our responsibility to stand up for groups under attack. My personal heritage is not of the Jewish culture and faith. For Jews, silence has been and continues to be deadly. You don't have to reach far back in history to know that. That is a fact. I'm not looking for a dialogue. I'm making a personal opinion. And to repeat, I stand with the Jewish people and Israel.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he articulated it all really well.
Yeah. He was like, full stop. I mean, you don't even have to add. I love what he said. It was helpful for me. And it's funny because, and maybe it's my perception that it seems like Democrats are against, or do you guys feel like that's true? That a majority of the Democrats or more liberal leaning people are pro or on the free Palestine side? Is that just my perception of what I'm seeing? Are you guys feeling the same way? Are you seeing any free Palestine stuff?
I am not on social media a lot right now.
Yeah.
So I'm not seeing anything, really. But doesn't our government, we've been like financially supporting Palestine, right? Like, isn't that something we're doing? No?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I think that we're actually, I think we've been pro-Israel historically, I think.
Yeah.
Historically, and we have a couple of big, like, what are they called? The big ships that have like all the stuff on them.
Yeah,
kind of like on the edge, trying to support and make sure that additional like Middle Eastern countries don't come in and attack Israel. So we are kind of helping Israel. I don't think we're as much full support as we have in.
I don't know where I saw that. I must.
Well,
I,
it's probably again, because of what I'm saying. Like all of a sudden, you see everybody saying "Free Palestine," and so it is confusing. I'm very confused now. Like I said, like. First thing I was like, oh, we're on the same page. I have dear friends posting. It's like, I might be saying this wrong because I don't know enough about argument. We need Jake on for this kind of stuff, like his debate class.
Yeah.
But like, there's a weird argument that happened, which it doesn't make any sense to me. Okay. So what I'm hearing is that, okay. So what we saw at first was Hamas came and killed all these innocent people and kidnapped them and all those things. Mm-hmm. Now with the free Palestine movement, what is happening is they're saying, well, this is what Israelis have been doing to us. So it's kind of like they deserved it. They instigated it. And it's kind of like, okay, well, who did what first? And that it's like a weird thing of like, well, look at us more because they did it. I don't know. And then even like Ben Shapiro, I follow him. He's a conservative Jew that is a very strong on all the social media talking about a lot of the stuff that we stand for.
Mm.
The first couple of days, everyone was in support of him. And now if you go look at his comments, everyone's like, you're a liar, you're telling lies. And this is a very well-informed guy. And that's why I'm super confused. In the comments, you see these battles of like, you're a liar. Israel has been killing and crushing. And then you have real footage of Israelis talking about what's happening. And then Palestinians saying, this is not true. Like, it feels impossible. Like,
it is an impossible situation, I think. Like,
there
is no, I mean, we pretty much can guarantee there will not be peace there.
Mm-mm.
That's not, at least if I understand what the Bible says about it, that's not a thing.
Mm-hmm. You're like, not a thing.
Yeah, which is heartbreaking, right? And I think without question, the innocent people that live in the Gaza Strip, it is heartbreaking. It is sad. Like, they're in a really bad situation. And I feel, as far as I understand, Israel does sometimes attack the Gaza Strip because of Hamas. So there is lots of fighting back and forth. Like, Israel's not doing nothing. But this particular attack was actually war, right? And was far and above anything else that's been happening. And so Israel came back hard. But I mean, I think God stands with innocent people. I think he stands with Israel, full stop, and innocent people.
Yeah.
His covenant is with them.
Yeah. His covenant's with them, but also it's with innocent lives everywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whether they're in Ukraine or in Russia or in the Gaza Strip or the West Bank or Israel, these innocent children, these innocent women, these innocent men, like the war is nasty and it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, I agree. I hate hearing all the things, whether it's in Ukraine or Israel or, you know, just all the innocent lives that are being taken.
Yeah, I mean, the Bible pretty much does say that it will be like this until the 1,000-year reign. when Jesus comes back and there'll be 1,000 years of peace. So they are going to be battling it out. But it sounds like what we're saying is, oh, whoa, wait a second. Genesis 12:3 says, whoever curses you, I will curse. So, I mean, I guess for anybody who's cursing Israel. So, and I guess that's where I have a little bit of issue with this free Palestine. Because when you're saying free Palestine, from what I understand, you're saying give them, does that mean give them back the strip? And in essence, they will kill the Jew. Like,
yeah. What are those people trying to say? That's what you're saying, right, Nikki? Like, what are those people saying that are saying free Palestine? I honestly don't know, Amy, if you know what they're trying to say.
I think, well, okay, two things come to mind. One is when Hamas attacked them earlier in October.
They put the fence up.
Yeah, they like cut off because there's lots of people that live in the Gaza Strip that work in Israel. So like thousands and thousands of Palestinians commute into Israel every day, I think. And so I think they just like cut them off, which means they also cut off resources like food and water. And so those people were trapped. What else is Israel supposed to do? Like, I don't.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that comes to mind is like maybe free them, quote unquote, let them out, let innocent people out. But then it's like, you're letting in Hamas. What are they supposed to do? And then the other thing that comes to mind is let Palestinians, I don't know that they're allowed to live inside Israel. I don't think they can come in. They have permits to come in, but they're not allowed to live there. So I would think, yes, that would also be like, let them in freely to live inside Israel, which to your point is like, where are the Jews?
It's hard. Yeah. Or can they not coexist? I guess they can't. I don't know. I guess biblically, no, they can't. It's just so hard in our Western mind to understand. And I'm just also like, I don't know. It's really hard for me to see everything. And I feel like it's more of the radical middle. We're like, of course, we are for the covenant and for his people and for whoever stands with them. But like Amy, to your point, and Candace, we don't want anyone, God, the Bible tells us that he dies with anybody. He doesn't want anyone to perish.
Yeah.
And in the new covenant, God is longing for the Palestinian people to be his people. And from what I understand, people in those areas are hearing God's word. God's just speaking to them in supernatural ways. There is spiritual things happening. And I don't, in my spirit, it feels really hard. But I think it's almost better for someone not to say free Palestine or I stand with Israel and be like, we stand for God's people and for no, like, I don't understand what's happening. It feels very demonic to me in my spirit that people here in our country are, I stand with this and I stand with this, and not taking this heart posture of like, yeah, obviously we are for God's chosen people. And trying to figure out what that means, like, does this covenant, if the covenant still stands, like, these are the people, does it mean this strip of land? Was that the promised land? I don't understand any of that. But also having this gentleness and this empathy for people who are hurting and getting killed. I feel, we're going to do some talks later on the APES, so be excited, but we are all figuring out where our giftings in the spirit is. And I've come to find out that a lot of my justice orientation comes from being very strongly prophetically gifted. And around this, I have had a strong sense that this is, I mean, it is demonic, but just watching it play out, how divisive is and maybe people would feel like us talking about this is, but I think our point to talk about this is like, yo, let's not be divided. You don't have to say free Palestine just because you're moral relativism, you're like more upset that those babies were killed than the Israel. Like, it doesn't even make sense. Like, let's not be upset that our babies. Yes. Yeah. Like, what? They're all getting killed. We can be upset that they're all getting killed. We don't need to say free Palestine. Understand? Like, when there's actually literally, I don't know, I've seen like 10 or 12 homeless people on the street every day. If all these people actually cared about people dying and hurting on the street, why don't you go next door and pick up a homeless person and bring them home and house them? I think for me, there's just a lot of, what's it called when you're trying to show? It's like a front. Like, I'm posting free Palestine. I'm posting I stand with Israel. And I'm like, do you help the hurting right where you are?
So it's a virtue signaling.
Yeah. So it's very hard for me here in Virginia an hour away from DC, not understanding any of the things that people in Palestine go through, but wanting to go visit Israel one day and see the Sea of Galilee, see all the things. and just being sad that the country's war-torn and that God doesn't want any of his people to die. So, sorry, I've spoken a lot this time, but I'm really passionate about, I don't understand why people feel like, I guess my position is no position. Obviously, we stand with Israel, but as God's people, shouldn't we carry empathy, like you guys have both said, for all the hurting and the dying and new covenant? God wants all these people to be his people. Okay, I'll stop.
Yes. So from a Christian standpoint, I agree. I don't want any of the babies to die. I don't want any, you know, I don't want war in general, because it would be God's heart that we should all come to know him. And if people are just killing and ravaging each other, like, that's not going to happen. As a country, I don't know. Like, I guess I feel like those are two different things. We've talked about this before in past podcasts. Oh my gosh. Why did that feel so hard to say? I don't know, because I guess we're kind of passively doing something, but we're not really doing anything. And like Scott says, should we be doing anything? I don't know. But
Scott's,
I don't have a
funny
lot of.
Well, I mean, my husband says the same thing. I mean,
really?
speaking just politically, like as a politically conservative person, you know, the stance would be we should bring all our resources back in. We should have much more closed borders, and we should like be taking care of the people here, which I totally get that perspective. I do feel that way about Ukraine to an extent, although as Christians, I'm really glad that people are going over to help the churches there. I feel that that is the right thing to do. Whether or not I think we should be spending a bunch of political money, our American money there, I don't know that I agree with that. But when it comes to Israel, it is this like, well, speaking conservatively, I would say, well, we should bring everything back here. But I kind of feel like this is one of the only times our country should be acting, because there is blessing that comes from standing with Israel in a very bold way.
No.
It doesn't mean, I mean, really, in the end, we're anti-Hamas. That's what I really am.
Yes.
But also, I will always want to stand with Israel, and I will always want to do everything that we can, because I do feel that is what we are called and asked to do. So it's interesting.
Yeah,
it is.
It's interesting, and it's hard.
Yeah, and it's hard. Yeah, it's a hard topic, especially when you divide or try to split the political from the Christian. I mean, but even like Amy said, I do feel like maybe even if you do split them, we should still be supporting. But I'm a Christian, so I'm like, if I wasn't a Christian, would I feel that?
I know. There's a lot of that, Candace, like where we've talked about that. Do we try to push a biblical worldview on our politics, and do we try to push that forward? Does that make sense? Like abortion, like gay marriage, like all these things. Yeah. Is it our responsibility to, in politics, pursue those things?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that's hard for me is that everyone has a faith, religion, things they worship, and an agenda. Mm-hmm. Everyone. It's a total lie that you can be completely without a set of beliefs and then vote. Like, everyone's beliefs are what inform what they vote. I'm sorry, but that's just a fact.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let my beliefs inform the way I vote. I do believe that's the right thing to do. What I think my problem is when as conservatives, we actually forget to do that and just repeat talking points. You know, it's like, well, actually, I believe in having open borders. That's how the gospel gets spread. Is that what's best for the United States? I don't really know. But what I do know is that I want the gospel to spread, and that's more important to me than anything else. So it's like, I almost feel like we have to bring our biblical beliefs forward more in order to land in a spot that's better than just say
that makes sense.
We're going to be harsh conservatives.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
I feel like that's moved us forward. I think we might have disagreed on that last year. I think we talked about borders, and I was like, as somebody in the middle, I think we should have, I mean, we should have secure borders. I'm moving on, but I love what I, all that to say is what I love what you're doing is saying we should bring a more biblical worldview, and actually that will make everything better. But there's also wisdom, and there's wise ways to do it.
Yeah.
I wish we had somebody that could come on and explain. I know that being an ally with Israel has been really good for the U.S. too, but I just don't really understand. I don't understand enough about it. So this is one of those things where we wanted to speak to it because it's so prevalent right now. Also, it feels a little scary. And the reason I wanted to talk about it, and then the reason I'm not on social media right now, is it feels like we're hastening towards World War III. It's like Ukraine and everything there, and then Israel. And then I feel like Elon Musk said something like a couple days ago. He was like, we got to be careful supporting two wars here with all these people who are against us, because I don't think a world war would end very well for anybody now.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I want us to be people who love radically like Jesus did. And then some of this, like, I need to be right and I need to be right doesn't matter as much anymore. Uh-huh. We can all agree that we don't want anyone to be killed or crushed or whatever.
Persecuted.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if that, am I making sense? In the end, of course, we stand with Israel as Christians and as conservatives, but more as Christ followers, we don't want to see any perish, and we want to see everybody come back into full relationship with Christ.
Yeah. That's true.
Amen.
Amen.
So, I don't know if you're going to hate us, but you're definitely going to love us.
Yeah, for sure. And we don't know enough about it, but this is what our take, our 2 cents. We don't understand what's going on over there. Biblically, we stand this way. Let us know if you're a Christian that says Free Palestine, why, or biblically supporting why. Or
yeah, we're always open to feedback. Yeah. We have an Instagram and a Facebook.
Nice feet. Be nice to us.
We're real humans. We bleed.
I love it.
Join us next time so you can hear about prophetic gifts and a little bit lighter topic.
See you guys.
Love you guys.
Bye.